This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. Tuesday's Bethel City Council meeting saw its biggest public attendance in months. Many came to share their outrage about the handling of Juanita Nick's rape case. Although Bethel City Council approved a proclamation declaring April to be Sexual Assault Awareness Month, they took no other official measures to address Nick's case or the general handling of sexual assault crimes in Bethel. Bethel resident Juanita Nick says she was raped in December and that the Bethel Police Department mishandled her case. Police Chief Richard Simmons has declined to comment on her allegations, but Nick says nearly everything about the handling was botched. From the 7 hours she says it took police to respond to the alleged 34 days it took officers to pick up her rape kit from initial processing at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. YKHC says rape kits are available within 24 hours after being dropped off. And state statute says officers must send rape kits to a crime lab for processing within 30 days of collecting them. Nick said she's had to go public with her case in order to get the district attorney to look at it.
My rape kit waited over 30 days for the Bethel police to pick it up. Victims should never have to disclose personal information like this. I demand you make changes. That's all.
Nick and her supporters showed up on Zoom or called in to Tuesday City Council meeting to express their anger, and not only about alleged police mishandling. Some Nick supporters also directed comments to City Manager Pete Williams.
Hello again, everybody. My name is Ruth Abigail Miller. I'm coming to you, Pete, because after I spoke here last time, Mark Springer said that you were more responsible for the Bethel Police Department opposed to City Council and the Public Safety Commission.
In the prior City Council meeting, Councilmember Springer urged City Manager Williams to look into this case with Police Chief Richard Simmons. But last Friday, when KYUK reporter Greg Kim asked Williams if he had followed up with Chief Simmons, Williams said he had not. Councilmember Springer also suggested in the prior meeting that police mishandling of a rape case isn't in the council's purview. This meeting's agenda didn't contain this as an ordinance or item, so council members didn't take any specific steps, other than to proclaim April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. But when it came time for council member comments, members now seemed to show their support for tackling this issue head-on. Councilmember Alyssa Leary said this issue is important and must be faced by all parties.
This is an extremely difficult issue, and it deserves the full attention of this council, the city manager, and the Bethel Police Department. I believe that the first step in addressing any problem is admitting that the problem exists rather than passing blame.
Councilmember Rose Sugar Henderson agreed with Leary, saying the council needs to find, quote, a solution.
Like Councilmember Leary said, let's not place blame. Let's work on a solution. We can only move forward from this, and we need to get a solution done.
And Councilmember Conrad C.J. McCormick, who is personally involved with a member of the rape victim's family, took it a step further.
I'm ready to accept full responsibility for the failure that we've seen.
Councilmember McCormick says he hopes the council can do something and that it will make, quote, substantial changes. The next regular city council meeting on the agenda is Tuesday, April 6th. In more COVID news, once again, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has the highest COVID-19 case rate of any region in Alaska. According to state data, the YK Delta superseded the Mat-Su region's case rate on Wednesday. The YK Delta's COVID case rate now averages 40 cases per 100,000 people over the past 2 weeks. The region has been in this position before. For 4 months from October to February, the YK Delta held the highest case rate in the state. Then the Mat-Su region's cases outpaced the Delta's, which were dropping as vaccinations rose. Cases hit a low point in early March and then began rising again. Public health officials say the current outbreaks are contained to about 5 YK communities. Of all the communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta with public vaccination data, Makoriak on Nunavak Island has the highest amount of its eligible population vaccinated against COVID-19. 97% of residents aged 16 and older have gotten their shots. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur talked with the mother-daughter duo who helped their community reach near total vaccination.
McCoryuk has two health aides, and they're super close.
We understand each other.
This is Linda Davis.
Not only a good coworker, but a friend and my daughter.
I like working with my mom.
This is Shara Davis.
We support each other a lot, and we're always there helping each other when we need help.
Linda, the mom, started working as a health aide for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in McCoryuk 13 years ago. Shara, her daughter, began working in the same position soon after. Many YK Delta communities face high turnover of health aides. Some communities have no health aides at all for long stretches. But working together has helped keep these two family members in their roles for over a decade.
This is Linda. Well, for me, it was teamwork.
And I feel the same, too. We support each other a lot, and we work well together.
When the pandemic struck, that collaboration helped McCoryuk's response. Shara remembers the moment when life changed. She had just returned home from a trip to Hawaii.
When I came back, I had to do daily temperature checks, and I haven't left since.
Then her son's preschool shut down. Shara switched to working part-time so she could be home to help her son with classes. The community enacted strict health precautions. Anyone flying into McCoryuk needed permission from the tribe to exit the plane. People took social distancing and masks seriously. Cases stayed low. No one in the community died from the virus. Then, in December, the vaccine arrived in the region. In January, the health corporation quickly found a way to open vaccinations to everyone age 16 and older. Shara and Linda got vaccinated and worked to educate everyone on the island about the vaccine. The key, Shara said, was constant and personal communication.
Announcing on the VHF, calling patients, reaching out one by one.
A lot of people had questions about possible reactions to the vaccine. Shara and Linda put some people in contact with doctors at YKHC to answer their questions. About 200 people live in McCoryuk. About 120 of them are old enough for the vaccine. Nearly all have chosen to get it. Shara says most people had two reasons they wanted to be vaccinated.
A lot of our community did want to protect our elders and our children since the children can't get the COVID vaccine yet.
The community also wanted to get its students back in the classroom. In early March, that became possible. After months of lockdown, Shara's six-year-old son joined his kindergarten class in person.
He was so excited to go back to school. He kept counting down the days. He missed his friends. He missed his teachers.
Other than school reopening, Shara and Linda say vaccination has not changed life on the island. People still mask and social distance. Travel restrictions remain in place. But mother and daughter feel a sense of ease that didn't exist before. And the days of being able to gather with the community they've worked to protect feel closer.
Basketball or volleyball or fiddles.
Just the same what Shara said, and also being able to visit family in other places.
What will make these gatherings possible, they say, is more people across the entire region getting vaccinated against the virus. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News You Tune coming up.